Impermanence.
Since ancient times, people all over the world, regardless of race, nationality, and gender, as well as celestial beings in heaven, have longed for eternity. We wish that our lives will be long and our wealth and belongings will remain with us forever, untouched by deterioration. Impermanence is the most terrifying and detestable thing to us. This was exemplified by what happened in Chinese history during the Qin Dynasty between 221 BC and 210 BC. There was the foolish and unethical emperor Qin Shi Huang who burned books, harmed educated people, and built the Great Wall of China. With fantasies of his own immortality, he sent an envoy of 3,000 virgin boys and girls. Led by his court sorcerer, Xu Fu, all the way to Japan to find an elixir of immortality to satisfy his desire for an eternal life so that he could be emperor forever. In our world, how could things be forever unchanging? Moment to moment, time passes by. Everything changes continuously and ceaselessly. All things and events arise by aggregations of causes and conditions, and cease again by dispersals of causes and conditions. All living beings go through birth, aging, sickness, and death. Every event and thing in our world goes through arising, abiding, changing, and extinction. A new and beautiful object or a luxurious building is constantly in the midst of change. After a few years or a few decades, you will see that it has aged and deteriorated. Even the world in which we live also goes through formation, existence, destruction, and void. It never ceases to change. Finally, it will be destroyed. The svelte young lady whom you remember from 30 years ago has already aged and become jaded like a yellowed pearl. And the handsome young man from back then is now graying at the temples. At 70 to 80 years of age, who is not hard of hearing or poor-sighted? Who does not have weak teeth, white hair, a hunched back, and the labored movements of an aged person? Old and ailing like a candle guttering in the wind, one could perish any moment. Having lived a century, people finally will die. On the road of the netherworld, there are many in their prime. Yesterday, there were trifle arguments and calculative concerns. Today, with the arrival of impermanence, we leave empty-handed. What we take with us are not the darling wives, beautiful concubines, beloved children, good grandchildren, wealth, the luxurious houses, status, or power. Rather, it is all the virtuous and evil karma that we have committed in our life. If we have been virtuous, we rise to heaven and enjoy happiness. If we have been evil, we descend to hell and suffer. Even in heaven, when the blessings of the heavenly beings are exhausted, nearing their death, five signs of celestial decline begin to appear. 1. Their celestial clothes become very soiled. 2. The garland of flowers on their heads begin to wither. 3. Perspiration exudes continuously from their armpits. 4. Their bodies lose the majestic radiance and become unbearably smelly. And 5. They can no longer appreciate their treasured seats like before. Those who have evil karma will then descend into hells of copper walls and iron pillars, immense forests of swords and blade-like mountains, flaming pots of burning oil, and beds of nails, bitter cold and fiery heat. There is continuous, unspeakable suffering. A human rebirth is very difficult to come by. Since we are already human beings in this lifetime, why not make the most of our precious human life to perform more virtuous deeds and refrain from committing evil actions so as to sow our blessings. As practitioners, not only do we seek humanly or heavenly blessings, which are still subject to transmigration, arising and ceasing, and thus are not the ultimate, but we should also advance a step further to pursue the truth taught by Buddha and unfold the wisdom innate and complete in us, cultivating both blessings and wisdom. Let us board the ship of compassion quickly and sail across the sea of suffering to attain utmost joy. Only the pure lands of the Buddhas everywhere are truly refreshing, peaceful, stable, auspicious, ultimate, perfect, and complete. Only upon reaching the other shore will we forever part with the suffering of cyclic transmigration in the six realms of heaven, Asura, human, ghost, animal, and hell, and be free from the shackles of impermanence. Only in the brightness of Tathagata can we have boundless life, never-ending peace and happiness, inexhaustible blessings, everlasting ease, and eternal bliss.